Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Built Black Podcast.
I'm Marcus Ramtol, and this is the Dope Black Dads podcast. Today's episode is all about how romantic relationships shift after the birth of the first child. So first of all, is the change inevitable? Well, you know me, I don't like to say that anything is inevitable, but you know, to an extent, do you know what? It is. If you and your partner are in any way serious about being the best parent that you can be, and I sincerely hope you are, then of course the responsibility to care for a human being and everything that comes with having a baby is going to cause a big change, not just in your relationship, but in your life in general, from work to friends and what you even prioritize for yourself. I've talked on this podcast before about my personal experience and journey with my wife, my daughter being very ill when she was first born, my oldest daughter, my wife living with postnatal and post-traumatic stress disorder. And I have to say, and you've heard me mention it before, that we learned the hard way the importance of making that time for your relationship and each other in quite trying circumstances. And I'll circle back to this before the end of the episode. And if you haven't checked it out already, do check out my previous episode about the importance of date night. Even if you don't have children yet, the importance of date night as a couple, particularly if you've been together for a long time. But once that first child comes along, and this is especially for those who are expecting or planning to have that first child, the kinds of things you'll probably notice begins mostly with, you know, your relationship with your friends. And it's not in a bad way, it's just a very different relationship, you know. Once you've got those sleepless nights, your energy and time and priorities are going to change. And when you do have those resources available to you, that time, that energy, then you're probably going to aim to spend that time with your spouse, which is completely understandable, particularly if you do something like me where you're away from home a lot for work. I'm on the road a lot for touring or away filming. And if I do have some spare time, it's with my family. And if it's not with my family, it's with my wife. So of course, relationships are going to change with everyone in your life, particularly your spouse as well. And in my own experience, it's not just, you know, once you've had that baby, it's difficult to be intimate because you've got, you know, the logistics of having the baby in the room for the first few months and getting up every 5 minutes and just actually being phenomenally tired. It's that time and energy that you might have as well. And that's going to put a strain on you physically and mentally. It's going to change just, you know, how interested you are in that side of your relationship. But also, and again, we've talked about this previously on this podcast, if you're the primary caregiver, if you're the one who's staying at home looking after the child, it's very common to have that feeling of just being really touched out. And so that kind of frequency and level of intimacy is likely to change. And as it happens, it's really important to stay communicating with your partner. Long-term listeners will know I've talked about my wife's journey a lot, and that journey with therapy, and how I was lucky to be a part of that journey too. And, you know, the more I reflect on it, the more I consider that it was my journey as well. For us, it was a great place where at first I was like, wow, this is such a safe space, and the therapist is able to ask or say things in a certain way that elicited responses from my wife that she hadn't communicated before, but also from me as well. And initially, I was very frustrated, but actually, the value of that for us was absolutely amazing. And I think it's really important to reflect on that, not just that experience for those 3 years, but for many years, I was very frustrated that my partner would communicate via, you know, text messages or sharing memes or posts that kind of expressed how she felt. You know, I'm very much the sort of person who's like, you know what, if you want to have a conversation, pick up the phone and let's talk. And I'm starting to realize it's not a bad thing. You know, people have different ways of expressing themselves. And similar to our conversations previously about, you know, what your love language is, we can just accept that. And it's important to be able to communicate however you feel comfortable and accept that. So whichever way kind of works for both of you. But it's, you know, really important to accept that having that first child is going to change things. And it's really important to talk about those needs that you're going to have as well, and accept those things, you know, from, hey, I've got things that, you know, I really need from this relationship still, to, hey, I'm really touched out and physical touch is really not for me at the moment. But also to come up with some sort of action plan. You know, I'm very much, you know, we talk about this a lot on the podcast again, what we can actually do. And I've got some things that we do that I hope will help you guys as well. And I think it's really important as well to embrace that change. And, you know, sometimes there's a lot of doom and gloom around, oh, you know, once you've got kids, everything's going to change. Well, yes, it is. But it's an amazing thing as well. So it's also a great opportunity to nurture your relationship and accept that, yes, things are different. I remember when I was about to propose to my wife, I was telling my friends, you know, what if she says no? I was really nervous. And my drummer at the time said to me, oh, you know what? You've got a mortgage together. It's quite a big commitment. I'm sure it's going to be fine. And of course it was. But actually, what was happening there was we'd been in a relationship for a long time. So it's not just about when you've got children, but you're in that kind of romantic relationship that you've got. But there's also a practical side of a relationship, what I would call the life admin part. And I think that's a great opportunity to make that part of your routine, to say, no, we are going to specifically make time for each other. One great idea I heard is the idea of, if you're, you know, like most people going to visit your families during the holidays at Christmas, that husband and wife go out for a Boxing Day walk for an hour or so without the phones, and the kids are looked after by the grandparents. And you talk about, you know, reflecting on the year ahead, reflecting on the goals that you have, the things that you've achieved, and really just spend that time kind of discussing all that big picture stuff together. For me, you've heard it in the previous podcast about the importance of date night. We are a big fan of a monthly date night, keeping that spark going. And I think the most important takeaway for that is that you plan it and you commit to it. You know, like any other thing you might put in your diary, like an appointment at work or a meeting or a social gathering, that once you've made that plan, you stick to it and, you know, make it a project that you guys commit to, that you're going to spend that time with each other, and that it doesn't need to be an expensive thing. You can just go out for a cup of coffee, but commit to, you know what, we're on a date, phones go away, we talk with each other and engage with each other, and we don't cancel those plans. And it can be as extravagant or as little as you want, but the important thing is you're spending time working on your relationship, and, you know, get the children looked after, and you are then a better parent by the end of it, because you've managed to nurture that side of your relationship and that side of your soul and your personal needs. So I'm a huge fan of that. If you haven't checked it out already, please do go revisit my podcast about the importance of date night. Having that first child is absolutely going to change things, as it should. And it's a wonderful time. It's a scary time. And hopefully it's something you guys can do together, depending on your relationship. But my takeaway, I suppose, as always, is to make time for yourselves, make time for each other, and enjoy. Until next time.
Dope Black Podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.